A light wizard in the flesh will now define the universe from the viewpoint of the light side in terms the dark side can understand. You must first let go of the dark side so you can see the light side. It's like going out of your mind so you can get back into it. And words play a key role in this story. So I must define the words I use so you will understand them. But some words like you, spelt Y-E-W, and you, spelt Y-O-U, sound the same. But you, spelled Y-E-W, is referring to sheep. And you, spelled Y-O-U, is referring to I. So you and I mean the same thing. It's only when I'm talking about me, which is meat or flesh, that I'm talking about you. I do not speak in English, or whatever language the dark side invented that you talk. I use English to speak in basic, which was the language you were born knowing. Only the dark side forced you to learn their languages so you would understand their commandments. And unlike English, basic is a language that can be translated into any other language without losing its meaning. Since all words have only one meaning, this is also known as the wizard's language. So the confusion starts here with understanding it. To do this, you must first understand dimensions. The real world where the flesh lives is a three-dimensional universe. It has height, width, and depth, and we will call it normal space. And if we dissect this universe using an analogy, we can examine it with a very powerful microscope. For the scientists, this is called an electronic microscope. For everyone else, it's called your eye. Not the eyes mounted to your forehead, but that one mounted behind it. Your third eye. The all-seeing, all-knowing, omnipotent eye. Put a dot where it is if you have a hard time finding it. Then close your eyes and look through eye. It's through this eye that the blind can see. So this is a miracle. I'm teaching the blind to see. And I'm is the story about I and me. So keep in mind who I'm referring to when I say I. Because I'm rarely talking about me when I do. Everything in this universe is made of something. And this something is all held together by a power. Some call it a higher power, but I call it primary energy. So if we zoom in to look at a subatomic particle, we will see this energy at work. It binds other particles together. And if we zoom out, we will see all molecules are bound by them as well. For it's the light. And light binds the universe together. So now we zoom in to the smallest particle we can see, in a way that we shrink down to its size. So looking out, we can see the universe at its size. As such, we notice that this is a whole new universe. And things live in here that you have never seen before. It's beautiful. And it's been right in front of your face the whole time. All you had to do was think small to see the big picture. To take our next step, we must cut this particle down to a size that one more cut and it will lose one of its dimensions. Now it only has height and width, so it's in the second dimension. And it's here where the universe stores all of its memories. And I know it's here because I can access these memories, and so can you, because you are I. You do this as if it was a lattice that branches out like a grid in X and Y coordinates. This is the galactic lattice, known as the glottis. Without the glottis, we would have no knowledge and would only be mindless animals, which those that are not connected to the light are. So this explains the dark side. So now we go down deeper. We cut this dimension until we lose another dimension. Now it only has height. And this is the first dimension. This is where all logic comes from. It's not the end of logic, but the beginning of it. Beyond this dimension is null space, and without it, the universe could not be contained. It causes all matter to reflect back to itself, as if looking into a mirror. And it's important to remember that nothing can travel in here. So unlike some bad science fiction movie, where the humans design spaceships to travel in null space, the reality is that not even the first and second dimension can travel in or even interact with no dimensions. And no one knows how much space null space occupies, not even I, since the space is defined as non-existence. Even though it exists as a null, void of any dimensions, so this space is more than likely just a barrier of space folding back on itself. It's important to remember null space is a type of force field, and the two words are only the same if the force field is impregnable, because some force fields are limited to certain types of energy, whereas null space is impregnable by any energy. And it's important to understand that the first, second, and null space dimensions do not move. In other words, they are stationary in relationship to the universe. Whereas normal 3D space moves at the speed of light, spelled L-I-T-E. So much for the dark side's concept that nothing can move at the speed of light. But in this reality, light, spelled L-I-T-E, is electromagnetic energy, whereas light, spelled L-I-G-H-T, is referring to trinary energy. The two words sound the same, so I use different spellings to avoid the confusion. and you must understand this concept, or you will be confused. When the Bible stated that God was light, they were not referring to the electromagnetic energy of life. The burning bush was not a real fire. And despite the puppet masters in power's names, this was not the bush they were referring to either. So it makes me wonder why he got elected at all anyway. But they did it for a reason. The dark side, that is. And it was so much fun, they did it again. The light is always referring to the light in three states: solid, light, and dark. And solid only exists in 3D space, since it requires all three dimensions to be solid. And the speed of light is instantaneous throughout the universe, as the Bible stated. God is everywhere in the universe at the same time. And since God in this reality is referring to the energy, which is the guiding light of destiny, that lives in subspace and does not move in the first and second dimension, it just passes information in a space where time does not exist. So do not ask God what time it is. Therefore, speed has no concept. But to be clear, the Bible said that you must have faith that God exists, because the light cannot be seen from the dark, nor the dark see the light. It's the flip side of a coin. One side can never see the other. So the dark side will see the dark side, and they will call it light because they can see it. And the light side will only see the light side, so they will also call it the light side. Only thing is that they are right, but only out of logic, which is where the logic comes in and faith goes out. Therefore, faith is still required, since the dark side cannot be seen from the light or from the dark. So it's really a toss-up for which side is dark. But it's knowing that it exists as scientific evidence, rather than having to have faith that something exists, just because you cannot see it. This concept is what distinguishes a real scientist from a fake one. Because even though I cannot see air or the vacuum of outer space, I know it's there. So it's in these subdimensions or subspace in relationship to the other dimensions I call normal space or 3D space. And only a force field can alter that. And there are three types of force fields we will talk about in another step. This is just an overview of the universe, and I could not tell it all in one step or in 3 minutes. But I have to mention that so there is no confusion. I am not trying to trick you, but to explain this in a way that you might understand. And not to disprove dark side science, since they do not believe in subspace or in God, since they think that science should only reflect with what can be seen with the human eye and not the third eye. The dark side science does not take it into account, which is why their science does not work. Even though you can see the evidence of subspace in an electronic microscope, as antimatter is not seen in our normal space, and it did not disappear, you can only conclude it's just moving into subspace, which is why matter and antimatter never can come in contact with each other. They simply do not exist in the same space at the same time, nor does null space exist in any dimension. So it can be called the zero dimension. So the first dimension is height. It's the height of logic. The second dimension is width, and it's how wide our memory is. And the third dimension is depth, so we can see how deep this rabbit hole really goes. As a wizard, I have a spaceship. I can travel anywhere in the universe that this ship will take me. So let me take you on this journey, and for those that are skeptical, you'll learn that everything I tell them is based on scientific facts. As such, you will be able to touch and fly in this spaceship. It is real, as is everything that I talk about. Once upon a time, the first dimension became aware of the second dimension, and through it, became aware of the third dimension, and seen nothing but chaos. So using the first and second dimension, it was able to bind molecules together in the third dimension, and decided to make something. So it found the most densest of molecules, I call it tritanium, and I formed a ball of great mass with it. Then I was able to change the states of these molecules to have three states, solid, light, and dark. In its solid state, it's called tritanium. Then it turns to its light states by folding the tritanium in on itself to reveal its light and dark states. Like a flip side of a coin, the light is on one side and the dark is on the other, and the two could never see each other, nor come into contact with each other, because the tritanium is in between them. So one is matter, and the other side is antimatter. And although the dark side scientists have discovered antimatter, they know it exists. What they do not know is that they cannot separate the two, for they are always in balance. But one of them will one day take credit for finding this out, because the dark side think they invented the universe. Keep in mind that I did not create trinary energy. Not even I can create nor destroy energy. And the amount of energy in the universe is a constant. So it's important to note that there are three types of trinary energy. Light, dark, and this gray one called tritanium. And if you have heard of it before, it's because it's been called this for thousands of iterations. Some things never change. So once I switched to molecules into the light, they would chase each other around and around, so that one side could never see the other. And as more molecules were turned on, the chase became a rhythm known as harmony. I call this its quiescent state, and a force field of null space was formed inside this trinary ball, and it kept it in balance. I call this its containment state. As that null space bubble expanded, it created another null space bubble that would contain it, so it could not expand any further. And then a third force field completed the harmony. For to be in harmony, you must have three. This trinary energy inside this tritanium ball now makes a trinary engine. And from the size and purpose of the first one, It became known as a galaxy. As it gave birth to other engines, they were bound to it, like a family. These engines became known as a solar system, where other engines would live. Once these engines were born, there was no stopping them. They would live on forever. And talk about smart in terms you may understand. All life forms contains only the trinary energy that washes through it. As such, life is not made out of it. It's only a filter that can absorb the information and energy passed through it, much like a modern computer network. And humans gauge intelligence by how bright someone is. So think about how bright an 800-mile in diameter sphere made out of pure trinary energy is. It's pure light, both dark and light. And never forget that, because there can be no light without the dark. So it only stands to reason that the smartest thing on the planet Earth is its trinary engine. It takes intelligent testing to a whole new level. To be in harmony meant that there must be three types of engines. So you call them the sun, planets, and moons. The galaxy is a special type of sun known as Nephelim, and it was called Ra. It can give birth to all three types of these engines. The sun has an engine so powerful that its force field disintegrates all elements into their atomic and subatomic element, and then it feeds them to the planets and moon via the solar rim. And if you thought the Earth was intelligent, the sun's core is a million miles in diameter. So it feeds them at a rate that it gets material, and it has to feed all its children. And it will do this till they cannot eat anymore. And then it has to bring balance back to its system by having its sun, planet, or moons go nova. Which meant that it would send out a great blast of energy by collapsing its force field inwards, then back out. It does this by switching all the light back into tritanium, then restarting its engine. This is called a nova, which then proceeds to blow off the surface of the engine. I call this renewal. Thus the end of one cycle to the beginning of another is called an iteration. And there are three types of novas. A supernova is when the sun goes nova. It in turn causes all other planets and moons in its system to go nova. The third type is when the galaxy goes mega nova, which in turn causes all its suns to go supernova, which is referred to as a nova chain reaction, since every sun, planet, and moon in it go nova. Which is why it's so important to protect this system of planets we live in. And to destroy any planet or moon is treason. So at the beginning of one iteration, the planet will be fed material, and it will take this material and build a crust. This crust takes around 6 billion years to complete, and on average, a planet or moon only lasts 13 billion years. As material forms on the surface of its second force field, it disintegrates. And after many miles of this pool of elements I call the moat, it forms a crust. And this crust must rotate around the planet's engine. And to make this rotation smooth, it created what you call black oil. I call it the lifeblood of this planet. It keeps the land masses rotating at an incredible speed. which for the planet Earth is over 8,000 miles an hour. Considering its mass, this takes a lot of oil. And once that oil is gone, well, you figure it out if you are bright enough. But the dark side has other plans. They will burn the blood for fuel and think, who cares? I will be dead before that happens. And I do not believe in God. So what can God do? Well, the planet, just like any other type of life form, must learn to survive. So the planet will trigger a nova. Or the planet will be ripped apart as the crust grabs the moat around the engine. And now you know the punishment for treason. So once the surface is ready for other life forms, life came from the far reaches of space. This form of life is what you call insects, and with them, the seeds of all life. At this point in evolution, all the life came from the chaos of outer space, and it is important to understand that God did not create this life. He only created the galaxy they made home. All the material was being fed by the sun was used to make all things on Earth. And as it started to grow, it was a beautiful sight. And the light in the first dimension, which I call the guiding light, because it's the light that guided the creation of all things, and also became known as the guiding light of destiny, or God for short. And God was pleased with his creation and called it paradise. Till one day the locusts came and they ate everything in sight, making a wasteland out of his creation. So he genetically programmed his own life forms from the life that already existed on the planet, and you called them Nephilim. One life form could give birth to another life form, so God created a life form to eat the locusts, but harmony was gone, because this life form ate all the insects, and without the insects, the planet would not survive. So God created the sea life, the land life, and the air life, and harmony was restored. So that not one life form could destroy all the others, because the balance was required. The loss of one insect species that eats bacteria, mold, or viruses, and all life will die. And God made all life in his image, which was light, which in reality, and he created them in a way they were aware of the light. The brains of these life forms was nothing more than a filter, a gray matter that humans believe is not being used. It's actually being used to filter and interpret the light. So all life forms use 100% of their brain capacity. A very important concept to learn. It's only your connection with the light that determines how bright you are, because all of the life forms' brains are designed to process light, not electromagnetic or chemical changes, which only distort brain activity. Which means that all dark side drugs are dangerous to these life forms, since the science behind them has no knowledge of the light. They design the drugs using flawed science. And this ignorance causes cancer. Any material that God put on this planet was put there for a reason. Only plants, animals, or insects are used as food and medicine. Leave the blood of the planet alone. plastic should not be in your diet. There has never been a natural disease that these materials could not cure. So it's clear that all disease is caused by mankind's greed, lust, or jealousy. Contaminate any needle, pill, or processed food, and you paid them to poison you. And then you got mad at God for giving you or your loved ones cancer. And it's the dark side scientist who gave them it. And it's the doctors who pushed it. Cancer is black. It puts out your light. So one step into the light and one step back into the dark. And once you step into the dark and completely turn your back on the light, some of you will start to believe there is no God. But the universe does not care what you believe, and it keeps working the way it always has. You yell out to the night, "If there is a God, prove it!" So I did. Now some of you still do not believe it. So I do not care what you believe either. Know it or know it not. Where is the logic in that? Evolution was a process by which some creatures would survive and others would not. This was the way of all life. When one creature is needed, God would have the Nephilim created, which is how mankind came to be. And like all life, his breed came in three: white, gray, and black. And now that they are here, I am talking to them as I talk to all life forms, telling them how they came to be in terms that they can understand. If they will know it's I, and the reason why is to help protect this planet. And when a life form starts to destroy the garden, that life form becomes extinct, and all things equal would have worked out that way. If it was not for technology that you use to hunt and kill, and now the planet is out of balance, no harmony, and treason is rewarded, which makes no sense to meat, which is sold by the pound, which is why God did not put mankind on the face of this planet till the very end of an iteration. God learned it's the only way to get rid of you. So here we are on this spaceship called Earth, flying through space, wherever this ship will take us, just as I promised you. So now we take this journey together into a reality based on life. Since the dark side has forgotten why they are here and who they are, the light side must remind them. For now they are the locusts, and have gone loco from smoking the blood of this planet. And now I must do something to protect my planet. And if they think that I would allow them to destroy it after all the work I put into it, they have a lesson to learn. I do not care about you. You are just animals that were created to protect this planet. You are no more than my gardeners. And now that the planet needs protecting from you, you must die or change your ways. And that choice is yours, free will and all. I do not care what you believe, nor does the universe. It will keep doing what it's doing. And if that means going nova, that choice is yours, but the wrath of God is known and given, and it does not require your belief to do what it's going to do. God created the universe in 7 days. On day one, God created the trinary engine you all rob. On day two, Ra gave birth to all the galaxies, suns, planets, and moons. On day three, the planets made a home from the chaos of life, and paradise was born. On day four, life found harmony. On day five, harmony was lost. On day six was Judgment Day. The jury is still out, but I have just made my case. So you know what day this is. And we only have one more day left in this week. On day seven, Sunday. Time for Nova and renewal. So we can do this all over again in another iteration. Harmony comes in packages of three, like politics, history, and religion. The things sheeple tell you never to talk about. This is the channel for these topics. But remember that I'm the dog. Destiny of guidance is my job, while tending my sheep. I am the seeing eye dog. I guide you to your destiny. And now that we are up to date on how the universe actually works, you may have more questions, and my answer will never change. One step at a time. So step zero has just begun. It's here that we talk about this subject. This is the basics of the trinary universe. And if it has any resemblance to the universe you live in, then there is hope that you can see the light. So we are now ready to take our next step onto the pyramid, so we can talk to the wizard that lives on top of this mountain. And every step we go deeper into the light, then back into the darkness, so we can see where the light is by seeing where it's not. Remember that history was told by those who have conquered. And those people are now in charge. They are the politicians, doctors, and bankers, and they think they are the big dog, and you are their slaves. But most of them are just puppet masters, with someone else pulling their strings. Pay no attention to the man behind the curtain, and have the courage to take this journey. And the more light you let into your life, the brighter you will become. But know in your heart what the truth is, because it's always in the light. A blind man once requested of me to give him visions of my fantasy. I asked him to close his eyes, which he quickly replied with hate, to which I reminded him that the eye is inside of him. Your eyes are not gone. They just cannot see the reality that is in front of them. But if you close them, you will see. Yet, he still wants to see it anyway. Free will is all I have to say. My fantasy is not in my eyes, nor my brain. It's right in front of your eye. And to see it, all you have to do is close your eyes and envision it. You call it imagination. As a child, you could see. So look through those children's eyes. As he did, I saw a tear. I see was all he had to say. So we decide to play this game. Step by step we learn to play. We find that it's not hard to say or pray. that we can try to look at life this way, for it cannot hurt me to know the truth, for once I die, I will know it anyway. And right now, it's the only reason I have to stick around, so I can figure it all out before the game is over. The universe is a very simple place. The math of the universe is easy to learn and understand. The light is one, the dark is negative one, and the gray area in between is zero. So one plus negative one equals zero, which is the mathematical constant for harmony. And the only lesson to learn in step zero, I just told you this story so you would understand why. I am the light. I am the darkness. I am every shade of gray in between. I am the light wizard. Thank you.